And welcome back to WSHIT's continuing coverage of holiday season 2021. It's that time of year again when Crabapplians gather around the Christmas stick, join hands around the Yule knob, and spin the dreisel. But don't forget what this holiday season is truly about: getting brand new expensive shit with your Starbucks gift cards. Of course, it's a busy time of year for Crabapples Municipal Airport. Let's go live now to the Marathon Rent-A-Car, where plenty of family members are just coming in to get ready for the holiday shopping crush. Manager Lisa Drangle is there. Lisa is with a customer now. Let's listen in.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile. A fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick. 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
Well, be careful, Mr. Potty Mouth, or Santa Schnoz is not going to leave you any Christmas presents under the Christmas stick. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Gobble, gobble.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Reminds me of a sex partner I had one time.
Good times.
I wonder where that person is. Like, sometimes I wonder where that person is and who, has she settled down? I think last time I saw there was maybe an engagement.
She settled, yes.
Yeah, she settled. And yeah. I just wonder what man was accepting that kind of drama going on in the bed.
There's somebody for everybody. That's what I say sexually.
If someone was making a turkey noise, would you be okay with that?
No.
If Jeff all of a sudden started making turkey noises, would you be okay with that?
Maybe now, at this point, I would spice things up. Gobble, gobble, turkey
gobble,
man.
Gobble, gobble.
Come on.
Gobble, gobble,
give me that
man.
Gobble.
And it was right there that I came in, right in the thick of it.
Everyone shut up!
Yeah!
Your dad's drunk again and I don't want to hear all your clicker-clacking about turkey. Now polish my shoes, whatever your name is. Daughter number two.
Hair gel.
Paper.
Pomade.
Made
their hair go up like that.
The horse and carriage.
I think
the horse and carriage. There's bicycles in 1947?
Yeah.
Oh, sure there was. Yeah, they were back in the 1800s.
Yes.
You know those French guys who rode the ones with the big front wheel?
Yes, I love those.
Yeah, you see them on wallpaper occasionally in a bathroom at a Taco Bell. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break! I'm Brian Green. This is Chrissy Hoadley. And
happy holidays!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast audience. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this commercial break. The commercial break. The only commercial break that you need. I promise you.
And the only happy holidays.
The only happy holidays anywhere to be found. Well, not anymore, because it's everywhere now. It's just full on. The second that Halloween is over, and in some cases, not even
before. Yeah, Target had it before.
Yeah, Target and what's that other place? The place with all the crazy people running it. Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
You walk into Hobby Lobby and it's like, due to the Christian nature of art, whatever. They have this big sign out front that talks about like Christianity and how we love our values and the God and Jesus and all this other stuff. You don't have to say all that shit. Like, I like Hobby Lobby just fine. I'm going to buy shit from you. Don't inundate me with your bullshit, right? Just, in my opinion, like, just leave it out of there, right? You don't have to get all crazy and leave the sign out front. We were out with the kids the other day doing a little Christmas shopping. Speaking of Christmas shopping.
Fun.
And, you know, the kids get hungry eventually. You got to feed them. They're like little dogs. Eventually, yeah. You just got to give them some food.
Water them.
Yeah, once their ribs start showing, you have to feed them something. Yes. Or my daughter screams loud enough. That girl is like a trash can. Chilly
she
anyway.
Is.
So we're down at the old town square of whatever neighborhood is, you know, whatever city is close to us here. And they have like, I don't know, let's say 20 restaurants within walking distance. So you park, you know how it is, the European yep. town square type of model that's very popular right
it's
now.
It's like outdoor malls, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, outdoor mall, outdoor town square. Yeah. I very much love that Europe. I like the European system that way. That they have these little town squares where you live, where you work, and you play. It's very concentrated.
I live in one. Live in one. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we went to one of these, and the kids are hungry. So we decide, oh, let's go grab a bite to eat. Mm-hmm. We must have walked into 9 different restaurants.
Oh, no.
And for some reason or the other, we had to leave those those 8 different restaurants.
They're packed?
Not packed, just different reasons. Let me give you an example. We walk into restaurant number 1 and, you know, it's busy in there. It's football and they have some TVs and Saturday football and the TVs are in there. And so we say, oh, how long is the wait, ma'am? And she says, oh, you know, not long at all. 15-20 minutes and you'll be seated. And we're, okay, sure.
Famous last words.
Right? And then everybody's doting over the kids. You know, oh, they're so cute and so adorable and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, 15-20 minutes, we can make this work.
Yeah.
The kids are interacting with somebody. They'll be fine. And Astrid looks over at me. She goes, do you smell that? And I'm like, it's a barbecue restaurant, by the way. And I'm like, smell what? And by the way, I have a hose like a nose. I have a nose like a hose. I can smell dog shit from a mile away. Like, I can smell anything anywhere. My super strength is my smelling ability.
It's amazing because you have sinus.
I have sinus issues left and right. But if the dog poops on one side of the house, within a second, I know that she's pooping. Okay. Within a second, I can smell it and I can suss it out, right? Uh-huh. I'm like a little hound dog. Mm-hmm. So I say, I don't smell anything. I smell the barbecue. It smells like wet clothes. And I'm like, oh, I think you're smelling the barbecue for the first time, like American barbecue. She's never been to an American barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, it doesn't really smell like wet clothes.
No, not at all. But whatever. Okay,
but
that's
you're
how
trying
she's describing
to justify it.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it. Yeah.
Look, we've already been here in 10 minutes.
Yeah, please, can we stay? Nope. Well, and I understand, because if I smelled something nasty in a restaurant, I wouldn't stay either, right? And
that's it's why, okay, unappetizing.
So I tell the lady, sorry, we'll try a different day. We walk into another restaurant, and it's clear that that restaurant isn't conducive with the child atmosphere, right? There's just a bunch of people sitting around drinking and yelling and screaming.
Right.
And I'm like, no, not for the kids. So we walk into that one. Then we walk into a third restaurant. It's a tiny little place, but they have a couple of low tables and a couple of high tables. Every seat is taken except for one high table. Well, we can't sit kids at the high table because it's 17 feet in the air. And if one of those kids falls off the chair, what are we going to do? Right.
Yeah, you know, they should really make those high chairs.
They should.
It's a high chair. Instead of a high chair.
High.
A high chair.
A high chair for when they're high. That's right.
Yes. For the
when
high
you,
tops.
When you give them a little melatonin at night, they're like, oh. So, unfortunately, we have to leave this restaurant. But as we turn around, there's a nice couple sitting right at the table. Young couple. Having just a drink and they're playing like board games. They have board games on the table.
That's fun.
And so the couple says, hey, are you guys want to eat here? And I said, oh, but you know, we can't sit at the high top. So we're leaving. But thank you, you know. No. We'll move to the high top.
Oh, that wow. That's very nice.
Are you sure? No, of course. Yeah, it's not a big deal. We'll just take our game and we'll go over there. We're just having some drinks. Well, thank you very much. The young couple, like maybe 21, 22 years old.
I would do that.
I probably would too if I had noticed it, right? Mm-hmm. And so they jump up to the table. They move all of their stuff. We get all of the kids situated. It's one of those places where you have to walk up and order. We grab the menus. We're looking at it. And it's like, you know, let's give an example. Like, pineapple hot dog with coleslaw and raisins.
Oh, it was gourmet.
It was like, not gourmet, it was Caribbean. But
Caribbean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it says burgers on the outside, but when you get on the inside,
Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean. In my opinion.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? Are you looking at me for answers?
I mean,
you might as well ask
Lionel Richie's Caribbean Queen.
Yeah. Caribbean
no,
Queen.
No, it's Caribbean.
I don't know. I heard it a different way. I think it said Caribbean. I don't know. If you go down there, what do they say? I've been down to the Caribbean, but I don't think I've ever asked anybody to say the word out loud.
Could go either way.
Hey, you know what? If you have any information on whether or not it said Caribbean or Caribbean, please let us know at tcbpodcast.com or send us an email.
I say Caribbean too, just for reference. But
that's a good question. That's a good question. So it's all this crazy food, right? Like the burgers are filled with, you know, I don't know.
It's not maybe kid-friendly.
No, there's nothing kid-friendly about it. Quite frankly, I don't know if it's adult-friendly either. And as I look around, I see most of the people are drinking and almost none of them are eating.
Just drinking.
Yeah, they're just drinking. They're
having a cool spot to drink and play board games.
Right. That's it. Okay, so Astrid and I are sitting here. Now we have this whole debate. Right. I just asked these people to move from their table where they were so comfortable. And now we're right next to them. And now we just got settled. And now we're going to be the dickheads to get up and just leave.
Never mind.
Yeah. So I'm like, Astrid, I don't know. I think we just want to have to eat the raisins.
The pineapple and raisins. Like, not dogs.
She's like, I don't think this is going to work. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. So I stand up and I go, let me buy you guys a drink. Right. I'm trying to soften the blow. I'm like, let me buy you guys a drink. So nice of you. No. It's cool. We, you know, it's fine. Please. No, it's, you know, it's just common courtesy. Yeah. Let me buy you a drink. What are you drinking there? Is that a frothy tit or whatever? What kind of drink are you having? I don't know. It looked like a fruity drink. It was purple.
Now that is definitely a Caribbean drink.
That is a frothy tit. Yes. Sexy. Sand in the ass is another one. So I'm trying to get these people to like agree, and they keep on saying no. They're like, no. Stop. That's enough. And so I go back to Astrid.
You have children to feed.
I know. You have children to feed. And so I go back to Astrid.
Get back to your table.
I go, it didn't work there. They won't accept my drink. So I don't think I can soften the blow somehow. So literally 3 minutes of whispering between Astrid and I go on. And I know these people can tell what's going on. You know, they're just like, we just moved to their tables. Of course, they're going to people watch us for 10 minutes. Yeah. We know what's happening. So eventually I just stand up and I say, oh man, you know, allergies. I don't think we can have this kind of food. Like the kids have allergies.
Food allergies. That was a good save.
Yes. And then we just leave. And that, you know, you could tell that these people were horseshit. We did this. I swear to God, eight restaurants we did this until we found the ninth restaurant that we could finally eat at. When you have kids, it reminded me of a time that we were in Europe with Astrid's dad. We're in a small village in Spain. In Spain, 12:30 to 3 o'clock is lunchtime. And then they close again until 6 or 7.
Siesta.
You take a siesta. Mm-hmm. If you don't get in that restaurant and order your food by 3 o'clock, you will not eat until 7 o'clock because nowhere else is going to also be open. Nowhere.
Right.
It's not a McDonald's on the corner. It's not a Chick-fil-A. There's nothing. If you don't eat in one of these little tiny little restaurants, you are not eating. And if you don't order your food and get it at the table by 3 o'clock, you are not going to eat anything until 7 o'clock. It's 12:45 and we arrive in this town and Daniel, my father-in-law, starts walking up and down the streets looking at all the menu boards because they put the menu boards
out. They do. They have those out. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
But that's all they offer for lunch. It's like you get one of these three things, but you get everything. You get an appetizer, a salad, an appetizer, a meal, and then a little cookie or a treat or something like that, right? And then you can have a beer with it too. And it's, you know, €7 or whatever.
Yes.
So he starts walking up and down the street, looking at the boards, walking in, walking back out. He must have gone to 46 fucking restaurants, the entire village, every restaurant in the entire village. And we are following him around for hours. And everybody's just getting fucking hungry. We're all like, what in the fuck? Can we just eat somewhere? I'm with my brothers, by the way. And Danny is like flipping his shit. He's like, I don't fucking care. Just go get it. Just pick one. At like 2:47, guess which restaurant Daniel picks?
The very first restaurant he walked into.
He's like, this one looks good. One. And I'm like, did you have to go to every single restaurant in Spain to figure that one out? And he's like, well, this one was a bit, you know, you got to check around. Sure. Yeah, you got to make sure. You want to, if it's not crowded, then it's not good. You got to go to the crowded restaurants.
Right, okay.
That's the other thing in Europe is that everybody says, if it's not crowded, it's not good. So don't go there. It's unfucking believable. When you have kids or a father-in-law and you're trying to get something to eat quickly, never happens. Oh my gosh. I wanted to say that happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Reminds me of a sex partner I had one time.
Good times.
I wonder where that person is. Like sometimes I wonder where that person is and who, has she settled down? I think last time I saw there was maybe an engagement.
She settled, yes.
Yeah, she settled. And I just wonder what man was accepting that kind of drama going on in the bed.
There's somebody for everybody. That's what I say sexually.
If someone was making a turkey noise, would you be okay with that?
No.
If Jeff all of a sudden started making turkey noises, would you be okay with that?
Maybe now, at this point, I would spice things up. Gobble, gobble, turkey
gobble,
man.
Gobble.
Come on.
Gobble, gobble,
give me that gobble. I mean, we've been together almost 10 years, so.
What if he put, like, what do they call those things?
If it was in the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning, it might have been a turnoff. But now, hey, Jeff, yeah. You're listening.
Well,
you're
hey,
not.
I don't know about.
Gobble, gobble.
I don't know about Jeff, but my balls are starting to look like that little part of the neck on the turkey, so.
The giblet? The giblet.
What if Jeff just showed up with like fake tail feathers and a gimlet on his neck?
It was
like,
keeping it spicy.
Hey, honey, I don't know what's going on, but every
I like a spicy turkey too.
When I was a kid, I fucked a turkey, I just have been waiting to bring this out, put it on the table.
I'm like, well, you got me now. I'm already in love with you.
Will you lick my fake giblet while I make turkey noises?
Yes, I will. Try that.
Yeah, I would hope that if I brought in the turkey scenario that Astrid would love it. But, you know, God bless her. Whatever, you know, whatever she's into, and
exactly.
Whatever noises she makes. Listen, silent Bob either when it comes to the bedroom. Oftentimes, Astrid is like, well, we can't have sex because my parents are within 75 yards of us because you can't shut up.
I do have a question. I was thinking about this. How does Astrid love Thanksgiving? Because it's American.
Loves it.
It's American holiday. Though,
yeah,
right?
But they know about it in Venezuela.
They do, and you embrace it. I mean, it's about food.
It's about food and family and grateful. One of the things
giving
I like.
Thanks.
I agree. And one of the things I love about Thanksgiving is it's a non-denominational event. Yeah. I understand. Let's just put aside for a second that the pilgrims were slaughtering the Indians and all that other shit. Let's put that aside for just a second. I just want to take like the pure nature of Thanksgiving, which at the end of the day is being grateful for the things that you have and the people that are around you. Let's just take it at face value. That's exactly what it is. And forget about all the pilgrims and Indians and all that bullshit. I just love the fact that it's the beginning. It's kind of the kickoff to Christmas.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
And that it's a day
away.
When there's no other purpose except to get together with the people that you love, eat a little bit of food, watch a horrible holiday movie, and some football, right? And it just feels good to me. And then you get the whole weekend off. It just feels great to me. Like, it's one of my favorite holidays.
It is. It's nice.
This time of year is lovely, and Thanksgiving is like the official kickoff, and it kicks off the right way.
Yeah, and it's very, very different than it was last year. God, remember, we had just started the studio last year.
Yeah, I think
we were nervous, you know? I was getting tested every day, definitely, before I came over here. We had... You know, with the camera down the ground.
We have the camera on the floor.
Up towards showing my giblet.
We were over here and showing your giblet.
I was like, we can't keep going with that.
Oh, but, my God. That was...
I wore my fun glasses.
You did?
My sparkly, Christmas glasses. And we tried to make it fun. But I do remember it was so sad because Jeff and I just got together because my mom passed away last year. So it was just my dad and my grandfather. And it was just Jeff and I. It was just the four.
Yeah, I know. We got together.
We ordered turkey from somewhere.
We got together, but it was very quick, and everyone had to test, and some people didn't feel comfortable testing, so they didn't test. So it was just a couple of us here, and it felt very sad in general.
I'm going to like a Thanksgiving with 30 people.
Were my in-laws here last Thanksgiving? I think they were.
I can't remember. They were.
Yeah, I think
I
they
do,
were.
They helped set up the studio.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving through Christmas, I think they were here last year. Anyway, it was not the regular Thanksgiving. It didn't feel great to me. I still enjoyed the day because I had the children and I loved it.
Yes.
But it made me think, like, you know, it didn't make me think. It made me go Google stuff. It made me go on the internet.
And have Google thing for you.
Yeah. I wonder what Thanksgiving was like back in the day. Like, I wonder, let's think through the actual true evolution of Thanksgiving to what it is today. The day before shopping, you know, the day where there's football, the day where everyone sits, eats, farts, and then falls asleep, you know, what was it back then? And I found a rare gem. I actually had to buy this video.
Wow.
A video about a Thanksgiving. And it's it's a U.S. government propaganda video about Thanksgiving. And man, I got to tell you.
About Thanksgiving sex?
Gobble, gobble.
What?
Hey, Hey guys, it's that time in the show for the commercial break. It's the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Go to www.tcbpodcast.com to learn more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, and watch all of the video. Also, you can get your free TCB collectible sticker right there on the website. Click on the button that says, I want my free sticker. We'll tell you how to get one. You tell us where to send it. It's easy. 661-BEST2YO. That's 661-237-8296. If you want to leave us a voicemail or a text message, please do. Make sure to include the phrase best to you on your voicemail, and we'll use your audio in a future episode. At the commercial break on Instagram, and our brand new series, TCB in the Studio, is only available at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Make sure to subscribe and like any videos, and please leave a review and or a like on your favorite podcast publisher. It really does help us out. And now we have a few words from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs or codes if you're in the market for their products and services. They're giving you free shit and they pay for the commercial break to keep on trucking. It's a win-win for everybody, and we really appreciate you listening to the commercial break and paying attention to the sponsors. Hey TCB listeners, gotta let you know that Coinbase is sponsoring part of this program. Are you one of those people like many of my friends who have been asking me about cryptocurrency for many years? For about 7 years, I have been involved myself in cryptocurrency and had a Coinbase account. Coinbase makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and use cryptocurrency from your phone, your tablet, or your desktop. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend a cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make it accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people across 100 countries are using Coinbase for their digital assets, and whether you're looking to diversify, just getting started, or searching for a better way to use crypto markets, you can start today with Coinbase. You no longer have to be on the outside looking in. Coinbase is making it easy. In case you haven't noticed, cryptocurrency is not going anywhere. Listen closely. For a limited time, new users get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/commercialbreak. Sign up at coinbase.com/commercialbreak for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so please be sure to sign up today, coinbase.com/commercialbreak. Join me. The water's warm and it's just fine in here. coinbase.com/commercialbreak for $10 in free Bitcoin. Thanks, Coinbase. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Texas Lone Star Tamales at texaslonestartamales.com. This holiday season, we all know we're getting turkey, we all know we're getting gravy, and we know we're getting lots of starchy foods. Bring home the authentic taste of Mexican cuisine to your house this holiday season. Let Texas Lone Star Tamales take care of the food for you. It's easy, fast delivery. We'll have the Texas Lone Star Tamales to your front door in no time, and it's literally a three-step process to cook those tamales. If you can cook pasta, you can cook these tamales, and they are delicious. The pork is my favorite. We got a big box of beef, chicken, pork, and cheese from Texas Lone Star Tamales. Make it different this year. Get Texas Lone Star Tamales. They'll take care of the food for you. Like I mentioned, fast free delivery to your front door. And as a holiday gift from their family to the TCB family, you can use the code TCB at checkout to receive a free dozen tamales. That'll keep you fed for at least a week. Go to texaslonestartamales.com and use that code TCB for a free dozen tamales. That's texaslonestartamales.com. Use the code TCB. Thanks, Texas Lone Star Tamales. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Playbook. Chrissy and I have broached this subject many times on the commercial break. We agree that some of the worst stress you can feel in your life is financial stress. And if you don't have a handle on where your finances are or a goal for where you're going, it just leads to more financial stress. Playbook is built to help you grow a plan for your money, optimize your taxes, and watch your finances so you don't have to worry so much about money anymore. Playbook is an app that gets to know your unique financial situation and helps you get the most out of every dollar you save. The best part? You don't have to do any crazy budgeting or change your lifestyle at all. As a small business owner, I understand that having your finances in order and having a plan for where you're going is so very important, and it's not something I'm always strong with. So I'm so glad to have the help of Playbook. You've got to try it. It's an app for growing your money, and the average user helps boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. That's right. Playbook is helping the average user boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. I have a phone call to get set up with the good people at Playbook, and I'm so excited that it'll allow me to look at all of my accounts, my goals, and my progress in one place instead of having to go to 10 different financial apps. So to get on the road to financial freedom with me, go to helloplaybook.com/TCB. And with that unique link, helloplaybook.com/TCB, you'll get a free Playbook Impact. It predicts how much net worth you could grow if you start today with helloplaybook.com/TCB. Let's go to financial freedom and beyond. Go to helloplaybook.com/TCB and look out for future updates on my use with Playbook. This episode is sponsored in part by Beachbound.com. Beachbound.com is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and only beach vacations. They're reinventing beach travel with Beachbound.com. You can book worldwide beach vacations, including flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions, all from one location at Beachbound.com. They are committed to building the best beach experiences that fulfill all of your cravings and curiosities, because to Beachbound.com, the beach isn't just a place, it's a way of life. And man, we couldn't agree more. We've been to this website, hundreds and hundreds of hotels, excursions for every member of the family, your transfers, your cars, everything from one location, beachbound.com. The beach truly is a way of life, and we would choose the beach over any other kind of vacation, and we will use beachbound.com to book our next beach vacation, because that's all they do, and they have expertise in only beaches. Go to beachbound.com and book all of your beach travel from one location, beachbound.com. Thanks, Beachbound.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
By the way, let me say this before we get into this video. Let me say this for those of you that are curious. Frankie B. People fucking love it. They love it. I got so much feedback.
It never disappoints. At least not to us. We think it's hilarious.
I think it's
so
great.
We thought everybody else would think it was.
And
hilarious.
Frankie has put out a cache of videos since then, and so we're going back to it. We'll probably get to it around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I just want to thank all the people for
Frankie
the response.
B. Christmas Frankie. Special.
Yeah, Frankie B. Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's an idea. A week of Christmas B. 2 weeks of Frankie B. Because we have enough material. Trust me. He's just producing videos every day now. It seems like
perfect.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
U.S. government. Film about Thanksgiving from 1947.
Ooh,
here we go.
Back to the 47.
Take a list. Let me make sure it's all set up. You know, I got to double check all my shit because you know how I fuck shit up.
Yes, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving, the way it's supposed to be, or maybe not. Let me just say this. This is clearly a...
I'm Bill Johnson. Okay. Around here, they just call me Dad.
Around here, they call me asshole. Around here, they just call me Dad. Around the brothel, they call me Daddy. Around the strip club, they call me Mr. Sugar Pants. Let me say this. I think that's a hymn from a Christian Bible that's being sung at the beginning
Probably.
Of this. So, you know, separating church and state clearly wasn't a thing back then.
I've been trying to read, but I just can't seem to do it.
I've been trying to read, but they never tell me how.
Can't
what in the world? This script is awful already. Either that or Bill Johnson doesn't know how to act. I've been trying to read, and I just can't do it.
I'm drunk.
Try as my might.
The words going all around the place.
You know, they ended Prohibition about 7 years ago, and now I like to get drunk and make fun of the children.
Thanksgiving Day. We Johnsons had a good Thanksgiving, the best we've ever had. And I can't help thinking that what made it better was a feeling, a real feeling of
cocaine. A real feeling of ecstasy.
It's that feeling when you first snort it.
Yeah, I can't help it feeling Thanksgiving Day. Why did everyone talk like that back then? Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, because this was not the way people were actually talking in real life.
No, of course not. They talk just like we do.
Thankfulness. And that's odd, too, when you consider the shape things were in when I got home from work yesterday.
The floor was a mess. The wife hadn't put away the dishes, and I had to get around hitting on everybody. The shape thing we're in yesterday.
Yeah. What?
But you think, like, when they make the scripts, they would write in the tone and texture of what's going on in the day.
Nope.
I guess we'll never really know. There was no reality TV back then, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Mike.
Hey, by the way, now we're traveling back to yesterday.
So oh, okay.
It's a kind of a transition of travel back to yesterday.
My kids, Dick and Tommy and Susan, were all home from school. And of course, Mother and the baby were there.
Can't remember the baby's name.
Mother and the baby.
We actually don't name children until they're 3 years old.
Is Mother the wife?
Mother
too?
Is the wife, and that is the creepiest, craziest.
It really is.
Most,
Mother.
Yeah, that's such a chauvinist thing to say. Mother! Mother, get over here and give Bill Johnson a little love on his Johnson. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm Bill Johnson, and this is my Bill Johnson.
Mother and the baby.
Mother and the baby. And I don't remember her name, but who gives a shit?
I don't remember either one of their names.
She may not survive the coal mine, so better not name her until she can walk.
His kids will. Mine were living tomorrow, right along with today, looking forward to Thanksgiving. And like most men, I'm glad it was Mother instead of me who had to break the news to them.
Children, Daddy's left us again.
Break what news?
Children, Daddy's left us for the prostitute again. He won't be here for Thanksgiving. But he wanted me to give you these chores to do around the house while he's gone.
It's a mess around here.
It's a mess around here. Let's travel back to yesterday.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Turkey and dressing and pie and cake.
And Daddy's stripper's going to come over and show me her boobs. And cocaine and ecstasy and hashish.
That's something to give thanks for.
By the way, no one knew it was Thanksgiving until they checked the newspaper. What you don't see here is that they're reading the newspaper together, like the three kids.
Oh, and
it's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, look.
Howdy-do.
And fruit salad and whipped cream and cranberries. Gee, I can hardly wait.
Me too.
Well, you know, children, we've had a lot of expenses this month, and, well, your father and I thought that...
We've had a lot of gambling going on
We're
on the behalf of your father.
Spam. No turkey.
Your father and I thought that we would eat the turkey and you children can go out and play in the yard.
Eat those berries.
Yeah.
They're on that bush.
It'll still be Thanksgiving. You'll just be a lot more hungry than you were last year. Now run along and whatever your name is and shut up.
Well, the truth of the matter is, there just won't be any turkey this year.
No turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm going to make a pumpkin pie. We'll have plenty to eat, but... Well, we'll just have to get along without turkey.
Mom, you don't mean it. It won't be Thanksgiving at all.
Even the pilgrims had a feast. After all, isn't that what Thanksgiving's for?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. It's like a little tiny Tim or whatever
his name was. I'm going to make a pumpkin pie, but no turkey.
I'm going to make three pumpkin pies. out of real pumpkins.
I mean, you can scrape together a little turkey something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, isn't there like a Scrooge
instead of the
you can go to
pie.
Or something? Yeah. Tiny Tim. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. Isn't that what Thanksgiving is all about? The slaughter of Indians? Oh, Mom.
Oh,
where's the turkey? Yeah, back then they probably had wild turkeys just running around. You know, I had wild turkeys last year in my backyard.
My parents had
on Thanksgiving.
Too. Uh-huh.
Wild turkeys.
They flock in.
Yeah, they flock in. Like three or four of them just kind of jumped the fence. I don't know what they were doing back there, but I thought, oh, well, I guess we could have that turkey. But then I don't
Pow!
Think. Yeah. Your dad went out to kill the first living thing he sees. May not be turkey, but possum is good. I brought home dog. That's Sparky, Dad. Well, he's going to die anyway. No. He's a puppy. I didn't say when he was going to die. I said he'd eventually die, and now we're going to eat him, and you're going to like it.
Look at this pumpkin pie your mom made. Mother made.
Eat your fruit salad. Fruit salad.
Oh, that's so gross. I don't like fruit salad.
It's got like a jelly on it or something. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's like a spermicide.
My great-grandmother used to make it, and
it reminds me of the KY jelly.
Yeah.
It does.
Is that what you guys were using? That's why you had Matthias and Mia.
Oh.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. We had a little help from KY. This episode of The Commercial Break brought to you by KY. Slide right into Thanksgiving with KY.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah. Make sure there's no friction at Christmas with KY jelly.
I don't think it's fair.
And it was right there that I came in, right in the thick of it.
Everyone shut up!
Yeah!
Your dad's drunk again, and I don't want to hear all your clicker-clacking about turkey. Now polish my shoes, whatever your name is. Daughter number two.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Mother, Dick, Susan.
Baby.
Well, what's been going?
Baby, unnamed child. We didn't name the child because she's my illegitimate daughter from my stripper friend. You understand how these things work?
What's going on around here? What's the matter with everybody anyway?
Mom says we're not going to have any Thanksgiving. No turkey, no good thing.
A fat lot we're going to have to be thankful for.
A fat lot we're going to have to be thankful for. What are the bunch of shitheads?
Kids are so ungrateful.
I know.
There's
be thankful
pie.
You're getting your pumpkin pie and your dad remembers your name.
Yeah. Those two things.
That's right. You should be thankful for that. Unbelievable, these children. If these were my children.
Kids those days.
Yesterday. Kids those days. Yesterday.
I don't think you kids really mean that.
We do, too. We've always had turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yes, and everybody else in the block's going to have it this year, as always.
Well, why don't you go to their house?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you call your little friend next door and go on over there? Oh, you don't have a phone? You don't have an iPhone to make that phone call? Well, ain't you shit out of luck. Life's tough. Who cares?
Yes, we've always had tea, just as a lot of Americans have had it, and we'll keep on having it. Turkey on Thanksgiving's a great American tradition. But what you kids are saying makes it sound as if the turkey's the only thing we had to be thankful for.
Well, gee whiz, no, Dad. It's not that at all.
I mean, it is the holiday mascot.
Yeah.
So.
It is one of those things. I have not had Thanksgiving on a lot. Turkey is not something we always prepare because, frankly, not a lot of people in my family like turkey. We just don't think it's not our thing necessarily.
It's not your thing.
Right? So we'll switch it up every year and occasionally we'll have turkey, but most of the time it's something else, right? So shut up. No one cares what you have to think, Billy and Bobby and daughter number three.
Oh, I know, Dick. With turkey, it's easy to lose sight of what Thanksgiving really means.
I know how sexy turkey looks to you, Dick. I was a teenage boy once, too.
That breast,
yeah.
Those legs.
What do you think they got the term stuffing?
Glistening.
The glistening butter.
The glistening breast.
Oh, you were touching my hand there. I felt a moment. There was a moment of electricity between you and I. For a second, I thought you were the turkey. I've always wanted that turkey to come to life and just give me a squeeze.
It's like that Seinfeld.
Yeah, I know. All right, Dick, go stuff the turkey. You're old enough now.
Don't think we're just making excuses because we don't have any turkey this year. We know it'll mean a lot more to us the next time we do have it.
Well, sure. Suppose we don't have a bang-up feast. We're still a lot better off than the Pilgrims.
That's it, Dick. Do you other kids see what Dick's trying to say?
understand. Ow. Hey, Dad, Dick's an asshole. I don't think Dick's my real brother. He just showed up here last Thursday. Who is this Dick guy? Oh, I don't know either. Shut up and stop asking questions. Mother, who's this Dick character? Mother? Well, I don't know. I thought he was yours.
Turkey or no turkey, we've still got all the freedoms and privileges the pilgrims gave us.
Ah, there you go. Now you're a patriot. Nice.
And out of those privileges have come a lot of things. Things the pilgrims never even dreamed of.
Why, we could make a list a mile long. Why don't we do it?
But now hold on a minute.
Now hold on a minute. A lot of miles a long way, and I don't want to have to walk. We can make a list a mile long. What are the things they were probably thankful for? Let's just take a guess before we get into it.
Hair gel.
Paper.
That pomade.
Pomade.
Made their hair go up like that.
The horse and carriage.
Maybe a bicycle. I think
the horse and carriage. There's bicycles in 1947?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there was. Yeah, they were back in the 1800s. Yes. You know those French guys who rode the ones with the big front wheel?
Yes, I love those.
Yeah, you see them on wallpaper occasionally in a bathroom at a Taco Bell. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You've got the idea, but it isn't something you can write down like a grocery list. You've got to feel it down deep before you can really be thankful for anything. I tell you what let's do. Let's take a little more time to think this over. When you get right down to it, there are some pretty tough decisions in making up your mind what means the most to you. Your life? Sure. That's one thing you can...
Your life?
What in the world happened there?
Dang.
You've got some really tough decisions to make when thinking about being grateful. If you don't make the right one, I'm going to murder you right now.
Your life? Sure.
Life? Sure, that's an easy one. Well, what about your sister and your brother? Choose wrongly and one of them die. It's like, what is he talking about? Why is he getting so worked up? I can't just say what I'm thankful for. I have to think about it. Yeah. Wow, dads were a lot more strict back then.
And get along without. But do you know that there are some places in the world today where you have to get along without just about everything else?
Golly, Daddy.
I guess I kind of got carried away.
I guess I scared the shit out of you children.
Sorry. I'm not going to murder you yet.
I'm not going to murder you yet. Don't worry. And it'll happen in your sleep. You won't even know. Yeah. I don't want you to think about it, really, until nighttime.
Be grateful for that.
Yeah, be grateful for the fact that your father is only a psychopath late at night. You ever heard of Dexter, kids? Let me sit around. Come sit around the fire. Let me tell you. You ever heard of Jack the Ripper? Let me tell you a little...
Thanksgiving tale.
Let me tell you a sleepy time story, like your dad likes to do. Let me scare the shit out of you so you will always listen to what I have to say.
But I'll bet you one thing. If we really think over what we have to be thankful for, when we sit down to whatever Mother fixes to eat tomorrow, we'll be one family in America that will really have a Thanksgiving dinner.
Whatever slop your mother puts in front of you. Whatever slop your mom puts in front of you, you're
going to
eat
it.
Yeah, you're going to eat it and you'll like it. Meanwhile, I'll be down at the boys' club having a steak and a beer. Because you know what I'm thankful for? My car, the ability to get out of here without answering any questions. The ability to have complete freedom without having to answer to anybody like your mother does. 1947, such a great time, isn't it, Chrissy?
Oh, great time to be
great
alive.
Great time for a woman. Mm-hmm. That's right. Such freedoms. You get not only do you get to wash the dishes, but you get to choose which slop you feed your children on Thanksgiving.
So nice.
It's so nice. Privileges are galore.
Well, that's how it got started. The Johnsons didn't have any turkey. And the kids, no, I mean everybody, likes to make something special out of a special day. So we fell back on something as old as the Pilgrims.
The kids seemed pissed.
Opium.
They didn't seem like they
Yeah, they didn't seem grateful at all. They were like, oh, gee, we're not going to have a bang-up dinner. I don't want to be part of this family. I'm running away with the circus.
Yeah. They didn't seem happy about it.
Daddy, can I turn on the radio? Because you've just ruined my life. What am I going to tell Betty at school when she asks what kind of turkey I had? I'm going to have to say none, because my dad's a penny-pinching asshole.
Toting up the common, ordinary blessings that we had to be thankful for. That night, I'd see Dick there building his model airplane and Susan just playing. Only they weren't just playing. They were mulling things over, thinking big thoughts for such young heads.
It's hard to believe all those thoughts fit in those little skulls.
Yeah, I thought there was a blank in there.
Scientists are now telling us your head can literally explode from thinking too much. Well, how do you know what your kids are thinking about? I can guarantee when they're playing with that model airplane, what they're grateful for is not what they're thinking about. I have little children. You know what they think about? PJ Masks. That's what they think about. Paw Patrol.
Yes.
Get me out of my hell, Chrissy. I can't stop singing those songs.
And as for Mother and Tom and Baby Janet, and yes, me too, it was as if we had our eyes open
baby
for the
Janet
first...
Baby Janet got a name!
Oh, Baby Janet.
Baby Janet.
Named after my stripper girlfriend.
Little Baby Janet.
Adult Janet. I like to call her Mother Janet because it just makes lovemaking a little bit more extra.
Right. Mother, you know what I'm saying? Janet.
That's right. I have Mother and then Mother Janet. Oh, lovemaking. You know, the greatest part about lovemaking in my time is, Chrissy?
What's that?
You don't have to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
And deal with all...
Separate beds.
That's right. You don't have to deal with all the... I don't know what women have. Some complicated piece of machinery down there, but it has all makes all kind of noises.
It sparks.
Yeah, it spews out oil all over the place. It's crazy. It smokes. You know what I do? I go to the other bedroom, the man's bedroom, the nice big bed, and I say, Mother, would you like me to replace your straw tomorrow? But it's Thanksgiving, so I get a break. You know how it goes.
Time. Seeing all the things there were to appreciate in just any ordinary day in America. When Thanksgiving Day got here, we took our places around the table and we were ready. And then, well, we all knew it. There are some things you just can't say. But
I hate you all. You've ruined my life, and I'm moving to Kansas City.
Have we fast forwarded to Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, we're now on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. Yeah, we're waking up in Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
But everybody in his own way knew what he had to be thankful for, and that this was the time to think about it. Tom was first.
I am thankful for getting plenty to eat all the time, with extras that count, like cookies and milk after school. Like Mom says, I'm hungry all the time anyway, and if I didn't live in a country where there is plenty to go around, golly.
Golly. I'm also thankful for little Jimmy, who I beat up at school and make him give me test answers. This is weird, creepy music in the background. Yeah, but this is like the wholesome type of shit that, you know, that the American government felt like they, you know, America's no better than China, really, if you think about it. They're just putting out these weird videos.
I think China's just later on. There's just more technology now to do exactly what we were doing.
Yeah, they just actually control their population's every move. America was just hoping to get it in your head so you'd act like this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, watch any episode of Leave It to Beaver and you'll see that they were trying to portray life.
Oh, yeah.
As this picture perfect
world. And make you feel bad if it wasn't that
That's right.
And I'm thankful for the free public library, where I can get books about adventure. Jack London, Richard Halliburton. Gee, the way they tell a story, it's as good as being there yourself. And it's free, with only a library card.
I'd like to stop and make a... When do they have product placement in PSA videos? I'm also thankful for Budweiser, the all-American beer that Daddy drinks 17 times a night. If it wasn't for Budweiser, I might have a functional childhood.
And a turkey.
Yeah. Find Budweiser at your local grab and go.
Yes, Tommy thought about some of the things he ought to be glad for all the time.
Yes.
And somehow turkey and trimming seemed to matter a whole lot less than he thought they did yesterday.
Because the public library clearly is on the top of any child's list.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did like the public library.
I loved it. Yeah. I still love books.
And I did like Jack London, Call of the Wild. It's one of the greats.
Call of the Wild.
Well, then it was Susan's turn. Susan's a happy-go-lucky kid. You'd never credit her with thinking beyond her dolls. But she got right into the spirit.
How chauvinistic are these things?
I know.
You never credit her for thinking beyond her dolls.
I didn't even know she could think.
She is just a feeble woman. Yeah. I didn't even know she had a brain.
They used to not have them.
Until this Thanksgiving dinner, I didn't even know she spoke. Mother taught her how to speak. It's amazing. She's going to grow up to do great things. She's going to be a great dishwasher one day.
Yeah.
She's going to iron real swift.
Spirit of it.
I am thankful we have what we need to wear.
Though Mother says it's hard to keep up with us, we grow so fast. I never thought before how many clothes it takes for all kinds of weather, or how it would be to have to do without the right ones.
And then I will read this a little bit more as Mother tells me to.
Mother is standing behind me with the family rifle. If I don't say these things, I'm sure to lose the brain that Daddy doesn't know I have. I'm thankful for the clothes I have and that it covers up every inch of me so I never have to show skin to the boys
That's
outside.
Right. No ankles.
I can just see this little girl's face.
I'm glad to be able to go to Sunday school or go to any church I want any Sunday.
Notice
As
they said
we're
church.
Playing
yeah.
Christmas
Christian yeah. Oh, it's all creepy too. And notice she said church. Mm-hmm. Not synagogue or mosque or anything like that. No. She said church. Christian church.
I'm thankful for my mother and daddy that they are here with us, that both of them aren't too worried about things to take time to have fun with us. I'm glad we're a family, that families are still important in America.
Oh, families are still important in America.
The family unit.
The nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I guess Dick, being the oldest, was having some pretty serious thoughts.
Jenny in my class got boobs yesterday. Sweet. I've whacked off 3 times today. I wonder if I can go for 4 in a day. I'm going to break my own personal record.
You can, Jack. You
yeah,
can.
I've literally been humping the walls in my bedroom.
I'm thankful for my dick.
Yeah, I'm grateful for my. I'm grateful for this Johnson.
Dick in a box.
Dick in a box. I'm grateful for my long, strong erection.
Yeah.
And this PSA is brought to you by Viagra.
Right.
Yeah. Back then, I don't even, you know, they had to have something, some kind of nitrate or something. Yeah.
Ancient Chinese medicine.
Yeah, ancient Chinese medicine. That's right. Then they used to like tiger blood or something. There's a drink called tiger blood, and it's got like 7,000 grams of caffeine.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I am thankful for being able to get an education, for living where schools, all schools, open their doors to a guy who wants to learn. Where school books are studied instead of burned. Where a guy's rated by how much he knows, and the community is rated by how well it teaches him. I'm glad I've got a chance to play, batting a ball around once in a while. Stuff like that.
Stuff like that. I can't think of anything else.
Stuff like that.
What child ever in the history of ever is thanking grateful for the public schools
Text
that he has
books.
To go to? Textbooks?
Yeah.
Textbooks?
That weren't being burned, but weren't there book burning going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, you got to think
maybe
of the
later.
Time. This is right after World War II, mm-hmm. right? Right after Hitler's time. So there was a lot of book burning going on in Germany. So maybe this is like a propaganda film coming out of the war. Where they're trying to, you know, get those nasty communist thoughts out of, nationalist thoughts out of people's heads.
Those commie bastards.
I'm glad it's fun growing up in America.
Sure. Baby Janet's too young to understand the big word Thanksgiving.
She'll never understand.
But yeah, she'll never understand. She's a woman.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Let's move on.
She's too little even to tell us the things that make her happy. But we can tell. And maybe she's thinking about them now. Maybe she's thinking about the fun of splashing around in the tub. And about...
Rub-a-dub-dub, let's get Janet in the tub. We give Janet a bath once a year. The kids get a bath, and it's a high time here around the house.
Oh, that's a celebration.
Yeah, everybody uses the same water. And, of course, you know, oldest to youngest, Janet gets the, you know, cold but still clean water.
Yeah.
At least it's less dirt than she had on her before. That's what I say. Janet smells like a monkey. Let's be honest. The whole house is stinking up. I cannot wait until Febreze is invented.
How good it feels to be clean. About playtime with Mother and the security she feels in Mother's arms. And as for Mother, seems she's always working, cooking, ironing, tending children, daylight to dark, What does she have to be thankful for?
Nothing, Jim!
You don't even ask.
Take us on a
you
vacation!
You don't want me to go there!
You don't understand, Jim. Daylight to dusk is right. That's short-sighting it, quite frankly. I sleep 3 hours a night. You haven't lifted a finger in 12 years we've been married. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
And you got a little dick.
And I'm raising Janet's child.
That's right. And if I
Janet,
had a
Janet, little Janet.
Little Janet. Big Janet's child, little Janet. And if I had a telephone, I'd call for help. But I'm not allowed to use it.
I am thankful that my children had the privilege of being born safely and of growing up healthy and strong. I'm thankful that I have the privilege of guiding them as they become useful men and women.
Not men, really, but, you know, the women will come along eventually.
And I'm thankful for all the things our American system makes possible.
Ah, here we go with the propaganda.
For the Smiths and the Browns and the Johnsons. For washing machines.
What about the Goldsteins?
Yeah, what about the Goldsteins? Or, you know, the
Rodriguez's.
Yeah. No, Chrissy, let's not talk about that. This is intended for a certain audience.
Mm-hmm.
People who were allowed to watch it or had or affluent enough to get a TV.
Yeah.
Or be in a movie theater.
Hot water out of a tap.
Here's the crazy part about this is that I think some of these movies were literally, these films were literally shown before like a feature film. So,
oh, yeah, they used to do that.
Yeah, a lot during the World War II and between World War I and World War II and into the 60s, I think they would show these short 10 to 15 minute PSAs.
Yeah, they had a captive audience
waiting to see
whatever they could with Greta Garbo on screen. Now you got to sit through this.
Now you got to sit through this shit. Yeah.
And a telephone to call the doctor when one of the family is sick. A car to get Dad to work. Yes, I'm thankful for all the things free people working together can produce.
Yes, I'm thankful for groupthink mentality.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for not having an opinion of my own to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for not being able to vote because I wouldn't even know who to vote for. And as far as driving is concerned, it sounds like fun, but you know, men really know how to handle that stuff much better. Is that what I got to say? Is that what you want me to say? Mr. Asshole Director? I find it funny that everyone behind the camera has a dick. And you want me to say this horse shit? I can't drive. I can't talk. Am I getting paid for this at least? No, this is the last indignity. Yep. You mean my husband gets $20,000 and what do I get?
Yep.
A new towel to wash my dishes with?
No turkey.
No turkey for you.
I'm thankful that when my neighbor drops in to borrow a cup of flour, we
can make out because Jim isn't home. She's hot.
That's got the right to talk about anything we want to. The parent-teacher project, the new mayor, or Jane Jones' hat.
What? Jane Jones had. They're talking about the pool boy.
We can talk whatever we like.
Yeah, whatever we
the
like.
The woman's hat down the street.
The woman's hat? The new mayor?
The new mayor, how cute he is.
Presidential politics, where we
you
can't
know,
vote.
The flower.
The flower.
The whatever. We're free.
What color I'm going to paint my house next year?
Yeah, we're free.
We're free to talk about anything except most things.
Yes.
Because it's impolite.
And last of all, I'm truly thankful for the peace of mind that Dad's job brings. For knowing that even though there are lots of luxuries we can't afford, there still will always be enough to go around for the things we have to have. I'm glad Dad doesn't work slave hours. That there are evenings and Sundays and vacations when we can all be together.
Let's rewind that for a second.
Yeah.
Does that say enough? Did we just say enough there? Yeah. You heard the word. You heard how she used it.
Jeez.
I think it's a little too close for comfort, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's 1947. There are plenty of people that are in their 50s who actually probably remember Jim Crow or slavery.
Right.
So that was not cool and sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Because you know that the military and the FBI or whoever, I mean, I know the FBI. Yeah, the FBI was 39. The FBI was reading these scripts. They clearly had to give them approval, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty shitty, actually, of them to do. But anyway, let's move on.
That's mother for you. Grateful for what America means to her family.
That's mother for you, racist.
Oh, God.
That's mother for you, shouldn't pony punches. She doesn't like certain kind of people.
Emily. And now for me. I've got so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for this house. It may need a coat of paint. It has a mortgage. But it's ours. A place where we can be together in privacy. And I'm thankful for the thing that makes this house our home, the happiness here. Not just today or on Christmas morning, but on a day-to-day basis all through the year. For knowing that a knock on our door means nothing to fear. A friend calling, or maybe a bill collector, or a kid selling magazines. You never know what to expect.
Or a prostitute.
That's the one I met last night.
What is this guy talking about? I'm thankful for this printed paper where I get all of my news fed to me straight from the U.S. government.
But you can count on one thing. It's not going to be some political gangster coming to drag one of us off to jail because we believe in freedom.
Well, that I agree with.
That is good.
And I'm glad that that freedom we've got lets me choose the kind of work I like and can do best. Taking a sluggish motor and making it hum again.
I'm glad I get to work for a minimum wage here at this, whatever it is.
Mechanic shop.
Yeah, down at the mechanic shop. I'm glad I can pump oil straight from the ground.
Yeah.
Grass-fed oil.
Grass.
Makes me feel that somebody got to his work, or wherever he had to go, just because of me. And feeling like that gives me a lot of satisfaction.
You know what else gives me satisfaction? Big Jane. She gives me satisfaction, too. I'm grateful for my many mistresses. And the fact that my wife can't go anywhere, so she has to stay with me.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for my newspaper. Just a few cents worth of printer's ink and paper, but more valuable than any amount of money. Because in it, the editor's got the privilege of printing what he thinks. And I've got the privilege of agreeing with him or not.
And I've got the privilege of agreeing with him or not, but I mostly agree with him. This is insane propaganda.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you don't think... Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am not. I do not believe in far-flung, irrelevant, unpragmatic, not making sense, nonsensical bullshit. I do not do it. I don't go down those rabbit holes. But I've known for a long time that the U.S. government has been employing propaganda strategies and still do to this day to some degree. Mm-hmm. But this is just like, this is blatant. Yeah. How you can't see through this, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of people who saw through it. I'm sure plenty of people were like,
that's why the 60s happened.
Shit. Yeah, that's why the 60s happened.
Late 50s and 60s.
However, the facts strike me. And both of us, the editor and I, have the right to act on our opinions on election day, to vote for the principles we believe in. And finally, I'm thankful for being able to believe, in spite of everything, that somehow, someway,
we'll get turkey again.
Unity we've got here in the Johnson family will someday spread to men and nations throughout the world.
This really for was all like these right things, wartime.
We are truly and this humbly is, thankful. Yeah. Amen.
Okay, amen. There we go.
Did they get a turkey?
No, they didn't get a turkey. They never got a turkey. So
just
the kids,
the pumpkin
the kids went hungry.
They were
basically
bouncing off the walls from sugar.
Oh man, can you believe it? Can you believe this is not that long ago?
No.
By the way, guys, this is not that long ago. This is
I
what
mean,
can
it is,
happen.
But it's not.
Yeah, I mean, this is wasn't that long ago when I was born, but now it's that long ago when you guys are born. Oh, man, I'll tell you
I'm
what.
I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for our listeners.
I'm grateful for our listeners
thank
also.
You.
We're
gobble,
grateful
gobble.
For gobble, gobble. Thank you for listening. You know, there's commercials popping up in the shows. I know some of you have noticed it. We did that. That's what we're doing on purpose because we're just paying ourselves
trying
back
to make
a little bit.
Money.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money on these on this show and growing the show, and we spend a lot of time in the studio.
Do.
So we're just looking to make a little bit of
I'm
a back.
I'm just trying not to go back to getting a job, people. Come on.
And I'm trying to get out of my current one. So there you go. We're both working toward a goal here. The truth is, it's not a lot of money. So I don't want you to think we're making millions off of advertising. Yeah. But if you hear an advertiser, you know, listen through. It's not that big of a deal. It's a couple minutes of advertising every program that we, every show that we put in there. And we do thank you. And we understand that sometimes commercials don't feel good to you, but just know that it's helping the overall cause. We'll keep the show coming free to you,
and frequent. And it allows us to do more content, yes, like TCB in the Studio, a special series we have going on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where Chrissy and I tackle more current events for a couple minutes on YouTube only, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. It's content you can't get anywhere else. This week, we're talking more about Travis Scott's Astroworld, so check that video out. And I think that's it. I think that's what we can do today. TCBpodcast.com and all that shit. You know where to go. That's all we can do. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast audience. And as always, we must end the show by saying this. Bye. Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.